along and be joined by Buffalo head coach Jeff Quinn. Is Jeff on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Ken.
Very good. Thank you, Jeff. Good morning. We thank you for your time in advance, and we'll let you go ahead and touch upon and start with a tough, hard-fought game against Northern Illinois and a tough 31-30 setback against the Huskies.
Well, as we came into the locker room, I even said to the team, I said, we shouldn't even be in here right now. We should be on that field right now playing in overtime, and it was a very disappointing moment in the game, but we took an important step forward, as a football team. We were down by, three scores in the fourth quarter, and our kids really came back. Chaz Anderson, had an outstanding day, and, a lot of things, really, when you see the statistics, it's just, it's a heartbreaker, to not be able to convert on an extra point to put ourselves in position and go on overtime. And, and winning, we know, is directly related and tied into the execution of fundamentals, kicking, blocking, catching, tackling, and we had five turnovers, and this wasn't a physical loss, it was a mental one, and that's something that we've got to take care of and our players do, and there's accountability on all of us. So now we got to get ready for Miami, the defending MAC champs on the road, and certainly excited about this football team and what they were able to demonstrate for four quarters to be able to compete and fight and put themselves in that kind of position. So we're going to need to get back on track this week.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Quinn and all of our head coaches. Jeff, again, with such an impressive comeback in the fourth quarter and having the game end the way it did, you touched upon, what you said to your team, but kind of the lagging effect throughout this week. What are some of the challenges you're going to face with your squad throughout the week and kind of getting over that tough emotional setback in the way that loss happened?
Well, they need to recognize that, each and every week, it's a battle. There's no one team that's got a complete upper hand and edge on any one other team. You look at Bowling Green beating Temple, and, you just see it each and every week. And, what we need to do is just focus on ourselves and make sure that each and every single kid in our football program understands that we're going to lean on certain guys, and that's okay. We need to lean on guys because we know they have leadership qualities to be out in front. We're going to consistently communicate the expectation, demand preparation, but they've got to be able to execute those things mentally. And I think that's really, where I was, my biggest disappointment was the fact that we gave up the ball five times. And, and I think that there was a lot more guys on the sidelines and even in the locker room after the game where, they knew that they had that game, right where we wanted it to be, weren't able to close it out. And that's always tough. And I think there was a lot more kids looking at themselves more so than, pointing fingers at somebody else. They knew they played a good Northern Illinois football team. And, I give them credit. But at the same time, we got to come mentally locked in each and every week. This is a team that has to be able to learn how to do that. And we're going to get them back on track this week.
Well, there's certainly, plenty of areas to show progress. I mean, with an opportunity of seeing what you were able to accomplish in that fourth quarter and how offensively you were able to move the ball. So you have a lot of things to stress to your team as far as things you did right. To talk about those elements, again, with the offense being so spectacular and being able to put up over Chaz Anderson being able to have 440 yards in the game. Talk about the successes offensively that you had in this contest.
Well, exactly. Chaz made some outstanding plays. We were 4 for 4 on fourth down. There was one play that we called on fourth down that Chaz, escaped the pass rush and threw the ball left-handed to Eddie Young, our receiver, to convert on a fourth down play. And, he's just a tremendous competitor. And I know how much he cares, and I know how much, the players trust him. And I think he's brought another level, of mental and physical and competitive passion for this game and this team. And, so he brings a spark, and Bo had over 100 yards, our running back, and Marcus Rivers, Alex Newts. We had plenty of yardage. We put some points up, but, the special teams and the turnovers, and, there's really where it lies in the, why that game did not go our way. We couldn't convert on a field goal, an extra point, and then we had two two of the three or two out of the five turnovers were on mishandled punt, punt returns and by a returner. So, you know, it was just a tough situation. But you're right, we've got a lot of good things going on, and I got a team that'll fight and compete for four quarters, and that's really, it's going to give you a better chance of winning, that we know each and every week.
Christina, do we have any questions for Coach Quinn?
Your first question comes from the line of Milan Jordan with 97.1 The Fan in Columbus.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Just want to get your thoughts on this week's opponent, Miami. What kind of challenges do they present to you? What do they do on offense? What do they do on defense? The key for you guys to beat them this week.
Well, you know, they've got an outstanding quarterback, Zach Dysart. And, you know, we've seen Austin Boucher come in there, and they've got a real good receiver, Nick Harwell. We know that they're the defending MAC champs. And, you know, until somebody knocks them out of there, and, regardless, you got to go on the road and perform at your very best. So we know Miami's going to bring everything they got. We know it's going to be a tough battle being on the road. And, we've got to prove that we can handle those situations and bounce back after two tough losses. And, you know, I feel good that our kids have been able to do that.
What are your thoughts on Miami's defense?
You know, again, they do a nice job. You know, they mix it up a little bit. You know, they're a 4-3 defense, and they've obviously are conforming to a new coaching staff in the transition. And believe me, I know what that's all about. Maybe some of that is just the fact of going through some of those growing pains of getting those relationships built back within that new staff and what they're trying to do, terminology and all those expectations that we set forth in our programs as coaches. But we know Miami plays with effort, and we know they're well coached. Coach Strugo is an outstanding coach, and, we got to be more concerned on ourselves on our end because we know exactly what we're going to get from Miami. They're going to give us everything we got, and we got to be, at our very best and take good care of the football, especially on the road.
Thanks, Jeff. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
Christina, we have any further questions for Coach Quinn?
We are waiting more questions.
Well, at this point, Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations for Miami this coming Saturday, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Jeff.